Blog Talk Radio.
Steve, Steve, it's time to leave. It's time to close the Harper Show. Your one-man band has got to go. Time to take a long, long walk in the snow. Steve, it's time to leave. In the good old days, we had democracy. But now it's Steve, autocracy. With a daily dose of hypocrisy. Spewing from the PMO. There's odors, yes or no, about or not. And where's the bill for all those jails you bought? It's called contempt. And like it or not, you really gotta go. Steve, Steve, it's time to leave. It's time for this charade to end. You're running out of rules to bend. You won't get by with a little help from your friends. Steve, it's time to leave. Remember all that campaign spin. Transparency would soon begin. Your in and out spending went out. Where the sun don't shine. Another slice of Harper's Lee. A little thing called detainees. You close down the house whenever you please. And you claim to have a spine. Steve, Steve, it's time to leave. It's time to go screw something else. It's time to put your crown on the shelf. It's time to go and rogue yourself. Steve, it's time to. Steve, it's time to. Steve, it's time. Oh, Steve, oh, we're begging you. Please, all Steve, it's time to leave.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Canada and U.S. and everywhere else you hail. So I've decided to do a show today to take a little time out here because lately I've had assholes on my tail on Twitter. And they're Stephen Harper's minions. Now, it's all fine and dandy if you want to, support Stephen Harper. I never go on any Stephen Harper's supporters' pages and tell them they can't support him. But then at the same time, you assholes don't have a right to tell me or anybody else that have a contrary opinion. We don't want to support him. We don't like what he's doing to this country. And we don't like the bills he's plunging through, which is really watering down our constitutional rights. You know, you don't have a right to tell us differently, and you also don't have a right to come on our pages and call us names over it. And I note that the people doing this, they're mainly men, and I always say, you know, big men there, real cowards. And, you know, I'm going to address each and every one of them that have been coming at me because they come in packs, I find. You know, like for this Kane person, hey, Kane, I'm a male? Yeah, sure I am. You have it all figured out, don't you, asshole? So I will address that, but let's talk first. I've added on the little description here, Michael Harris, and it's a video. Listen to Michael Harris. In that video, Michael Harris is advising Canadians that, first of all, Stephen Harper has cheated and the Conservative Party has cheated in all three elections. And that's very evident. I mean, we have Dean DelMastro. He's just been found guilty in court. He's awaiting sentencing, although Dean is trying every which way but loose to wiggle his way out of going to jail because it carries anywhere from a 3 to 5 year penalty. So in that video, Michael Harris describes all the fraud. Michael Harris describes how Stephen Harper threatens any ex-staffers that have worked for him that might know anything about him, that there's some kind of threat going on. Not exactly sure, but listen to the video that when Michael Harris spoke to these people, they were actually afraid. And that even somebody in the military that went to speak to Michael Harris in this investigation, in his interview, said he was being followed. I forget by what organization. I think it might be CSIS. I'm not sure. But you have to listen to the video. Now, all Stephen Harper's public response to this is the Michael Harris nonsense. You would think he would come out and deny vigorously that any of this is true. So, you know, there is red flags going up here. Then there was unfortunate, tragic terrorist attacks that happened in this country. And Stephen Harper has now plunged through what I really feel is an illegal, unconstitutional bill, which really takes away our rights, which really sets the tone to criminalize the average Canadian. We're talking about grandparents, we're talking about parents, we're talking about military vets. Anybody that opposes him, he wants to criminalize. And he's done this before. He's done this with Cindy Blackstock and other people. Anybody in Canada, environmentalists and all that, that ever said anything that opposed to what Stephen Harper wanted, were apparently labeled or coded by the Conservative Party as adversities or enemies of the state. And Cindy Blackstock brought that out. There was a whole hearing over that where they were found to have violated her rights. They were following her. They were stopping her from going. And she's like a child advocate. She stands up for Native children's rights. But because she was talking about the poverty and basically the government's abuse. This government not only is abusive to all Canadians at this point, this except for their 1% oil cartel friends, this government abuses their power. And, you know, Stephen Harper is an elected entity. So are all these parties. They're not gods. They're not kings. They're elected. And at this point, there was a federal court challenge to the robocalls, and a federal judge did find that electoral fraud did take place in 2011. And that judge went as far as to say that the robocall and the electoral fraud that took on was not just the actions of a couple of out-of-line or woke Conservative Party staffers, that this was basically a very, organized thing. Let me just go, because it's out on the National Post. Andrew Coney, judge finds smoking gun and robocall scandal, but who pulled the trigger? And what Coney says in here is the judge is at his most scathing in describing the party's determined efforts to, as he writes, block these proceedings by any means. Party lawyers engage in trench warfare. But that's not the part I want. Let me see. Here it is. There was an elaborate effort that took place. And it came from the Conservative Party. Now, if you remember, there was Ethics Committee where Dean DelMastro and other Conservatives were blaming the Liberals. They were blaming the NDP. Yeah, they apologized. But the thing is, they did all this knowing, and they knew all along it was coming from them. And that's really the height of deception to me. And so a judge found that. Now, the judge didn't go as far as saying that he didn't know how or if it affected the writings. But if you listen to Michael Harris, and even before that, that was out, that these robocalls actually affected over 200, I believe over 230 writings, something like that. So while the judge had made their decision on that and didn't want to elaborate on that because I guess there wasn't enough evidence for those findings, to me, and I think to other Cadens, we definitely felt that it did affect the outcome of the 2000 election. And because there was a federal court judge said there was fraud, that to us, we wanted a new election because they tampered with our election. And they didn't have a right to do that. They trampled on our right to cast a ballot unmolested by these parties, okay? Now, this guy gained a majority government because of these robots. He probably, if he was elected in twice as a minority, I think it's safe to say that the third time was probably a minority, if he was even elected, because we don't know. And here's another thing. Stephen Harper was found in contempt of Parliament, okay? And according to parliamentary federal law, that carried a penalty that he was ineligible to run between the years of 5 to 7 years, depending. Now, that contempt, finding was in March, which is what resulted in the May 2011, but he wasn't supposed to run. Now, I've heard several arguments over the years, and one of the bases one is, well, yeah, he was found in contempt unanimously, but his name wasn't on it. And I argue back, there's only one Prime Minister of Canada at a time. So if the document said the Prime Minister of Canada and the Conservative Party is found in contempt, it's better than saying Stephen Harper, because there are several people in the world named Stephen Harper with the same exact spelling of Stephen. All right? So there's only one Prime Minister of Canada, and that Prime Minister of Canada in March was found in contempt of Parliament. Why is he running? And I want to know what this Governor General is doing. Why do we pay him? Because he's useless, okay? He's useless. He should have moved to remove him and this party. And there's all kind of fraud cases coming up with these scandals. And, you know, we have a right to say, hey, what's going on? We have a right to question this. We're paying these bastards, okay? And they're ruining our country. They're ruining our integrity. They're ruining our democracy. And for what? A pipeline? A pipeline that's going to do exactly nothing. Zilch. Zippo for the people of this country. Zippo for the United States of America, for the people of the United States of America. Save 35 jobs. It's lining the goddamn pockets of the politicians and their oil cartel buddies. That's all that is doing. Stephen Harper has no qualms about ramming his pipeline through Native communities where it's been proven there's facts. I mean, he's doing everything to try to shut down people from talking, including putting in his rogue bills, which will be contested if he tries it. It's ridiculous. It's equally ridiculous how he supports Israel, unabounded. Israel, the Israel government, I say the Israel government, there is Michael Pallad, there is Norman Finkelstein, there is countless, hundreds of IDF soldiers that have come out and said that Bibi, the Israel PM, is a war criminal, that they were under orders, okay, to commit crimes against Palestinian people for no reason. Now, these soldiers, they're on video, they're out on websites, they're doing interviews. They're all from Israel, or most of them. I mean, I think there's a couple of them that now reside in the United States, but for the most part, they're all from Israel. Most of them are either Holocaust survivors or their descendants of Holocaust survivors. They absolutely have no reason to lie. Miko Palad's niece was killed by Palestine suicide bombers. Why would he come and go to bat for Palestine people if he didn't believe it's true? His father was also a famous Israeli general. Okay, so who the hell knows better? Who knows what they're talking about when it comes to what that government is like in Israel? Israelis who served in the army, and by the way, Israelis are forced to serve in the army. The men have to serve for 3 years, the women for two, and then they have to do some kind of, gratis to serve, I guess, once a month or every so often. So these people sort of, I think they have an inside view of what's going on there, that there is an open-air prison. There's been countless news reports, particularly coming out of the UK, but there have been other news reports talking about the degree of abuse. These children are being taken out of their beds at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're being sexually raped. They're being tortured. One soldier came out, and he said, and there's other stories too, but the one that's on video came out, he said that they took a 14-year-old boy, and they tortured him until he died. Okay? So don't tell me that this is not war crimes. Don't tell me. And Stephen Harper wants us now to walk on eggshells because I guess BB, the cream puff, has hurt feelings. It is what it is, Harper. Okay? It is what it is. And when it comes to, it is being reported that with all the strikes that Israel did, over 3,000 Palestine children have died, and I forget how many, I think over 6,000 people of their parents, okay? And Israel tries to say, well, you know, Hamas, you know, started this. But there's contrary reports that's coming right from the Israel Defense Forces that they were kind of in awe that Hamas hadn't launched rockets for a couple of years in this last strike, and that it was a result of Israeli dropping bombs and arresting people and being violent to why they even launched those rockets in 2014, that there was all kind of agreements. And let's not forget, Bibi also had, there's a video that was leaked that's on YouTube, that Bibi is bragging about how he has America in the palm of his hands, that he knows how to move America, and that he is the direct result of why the Oslo peace processes didn't go through, that he basically threw a monkey wrench. So, you know, it is what it is, and I'm not going to support genocide, Harper. You can plunge in all the illegal bills you want. You are a disgrace to this country, okay? So moving along, that's basically my spiel on that. I've done other shows, but I just want to get a little to these little attacks. First of all, we have somebody called Geezer. One of their things with me, Harper's Minions, is that, oh, well, I go by pagan media. So I'm, because I said that Harper, I felt that Harper acts, because of his supremacy video out there, he acts like a supremacist. And being of a minority, I mean, I'm of seven different cultures, very enriched cultures. But, you know, I stand up for them. Anyhow, and through my life experience of over 50 years. But anyhow, so we have one called Geyser, and you know, his whole thing is that I'm an idiot, period. So I blocked him, period. Then we had another one, another idiot. What's his name? It was Sean something another. I can't, you know, off the top of my head. Anyhow, his whole thing was he decided to become the grammar and spelling police. Well, you know, like I told him, he had to have lived, he has to have been leading a very, boring life. He, you know, because as far as I'm concerned, when anybody starts with typos and spelling, it happens all the time on the internet. You know, deal with it. I read it all the time when I'm online. People, you know, they're either misspelling or typo, or sometimes just on Twitter alone, they only allow us 140 characters, so you might be forced to leave out a letter. At the same time, I actually don't care, and I don't care because I'm not writing a bloody paper, you know, for my masters. I am online on my leisure time doing what I want to do, and if I make a typo or something, so what? And if you want to run behind me and correct them, go ahead. I correct them if and when I feel like it. And that's of my own violation of over 50 years, all right? I don't feel like correcting them all the time. And I don't care if that bothers you or not. Block me if it does. That's my answer to that. I mean, these are people, to me, they don't have much to add to a discussion. They actually don't know why some of us are posting to Harper. And that's another thing. We're posting directly to a public figure that we all pay, okay? You, that Conservative Party supporters do not exclusively pay these people, okay? We all pay them. So if we have a con, we are unhappy or disenchanted, deal with it. We're not talking to you. We're not on your wall saying, listen, you geezer, you're this and that. We're not doing it. Who the hell are you to call names? And Geezer didn't call me name. Well, he's told me I was an idiot, but, you know, I mean, we had another one, and I mean, he's somewhere in his 20s, telling me to shut up. I'm over 50. You don't tell me to shut up, Sonny, all right? And you know what? I curse and swear once in a while because I'm not perfect, okay? I'm not perfect, and I don't want to be perfect. But if you push my buttons and you really want to get me going, keep it up, because you will be sorry, because I can really have an acid tongue when I want it. When I walk away and when I block you, that's me being very generous, that I'm not engaging with you. I'm probably not engaging because you bored a hell out of me in the first place. Secondly, I don't want to make the time for it. But if you piss me off and I do engage you, you will be licking your wounds, because I have a very acid tongue, and I have a lot of experience at it. Believe me. Believe me. All right, so moving along there, I just wanted to touch bases. You know, we had another one. You know, they're going on and on about because I'm Pagan Media and I didn't have my full name. Well, Pagan Media that Bites, I have several articles, although right now my blog is in private because I'm not really writing right now. But, you know, on every one of those articles, anybody that's read my stuff, which many people have, know that my name, Aris Dureshi, is on those things. So, you know, and the people that know me, they tend to like to call me Pagan for some reason. They know what my first name is. They don't use it. They call me Pagan. So sue me. Sue them, because they choose to do that. It doesn't bother me, okay? And I'll tell you another thing. According to the Supreme Court of Canada that just ruled, we have a right to our anonymity online. So you know what I mean? If you assholes want to argue with the Supreme Court of Canada judges, go ahead, okay? All right. So, and then we had Oilers man Dennis. He's such an idiot, this guy. And, you know, he has nothing to add. He told me to shut up, and I told him basically to fuck off. And I did, and I called him a motherfucker. But he's up there. Oh, God, you're a Justin Trudeau supporter now. Well, oh, God, Dennis, you're a Harper supporter. That explains it all. That explains your stupidity. That explains the fact that you think you could come and, you know, tell people to shut up. I wasn't addressing you. If I would have been on your wall telling you to shut up, then you had the right to address me any which way you felt. But since I was addressing Harper, it's none of your goddamn business. How's that, Sonny? Anyhow, so I also want to add on here some others think of Harper. Like we have Turkhill, and he says the murder of thousands of First Nations women is a criminal matter. One shooting is terrorism. That, my friends, is our Canada. So basically what he's saying is, like, there's a whole thing, and I agree with that, because Harper came out and, you know, it's not his top priority. There's just over 1,000 missing First Nations women, you know, and they're young women and teenagers, and this government doesn't give a shit. Okay? So, you know, he's expressing himself there. And he also said it was a really funny quid about that it was over for Harper, him and his frat boy, his puffed up frat boys are soon going to be kicked out. It was something like that. It's funny, anyhow. It was funny to me, anyhow. What I wanted to get to, there is a hashtag called I Am a Terrorist, because with this new bill, Harper has basically tried to criminalize us. And so on that hashtag, it's I'm a Terrorist. I'm going to read you, because basically, I mean, even somebody that's a bird watcher has become a terrorist because Harper has went after charities and particularly bird watch. I mean, it's just because people have opposed him. People have said, like, you know what, we don't believe whatever policies they're opposing. I mean, and then there's, don't forget, the vets. I mean, I just think it's disgraceful how Harper uses the vets, but he's closed down 9 offices. These vets were so upset with him and Fantino that they came out and they said, and the video's there, it's called Pigs in a Tron, and it's there, and they're saying, I hope that this government's ready, because these vets are campaigning against Stephen Harper to defeat him. There's over prison guards in this country have joined with over 300,000, I guess, like the Teamsters there, union, okay, to defeat Harper. And they were particularly going after John Baird's writing. And if you know, John Baird did step down. We don't know the reason. And like I said, I actually really don't care what the reason is. I don't, because I'm just glad that Baird's gone. He really embarrassed this country, his representation. He really did. And, you know, you have these conservative MPs coming, oh, John Baird, oh, we're so sorry to see you again. We stand with all Canadians. Do they not read John Baird's wall? All Canadians are not upset because John Baird is gone. In fact, I think there was a cheer that went up. But anyhow, let's read the iamateurs. Pat says, I am a terrorist because I fight for democracy, accountability, and truth in politics where our prime minister lies for votes. Liz says, I am a terrorist, and these are all Canadians, because my government commits election fraud and tampers with voting process, but lectures other countries on democracy. Martin says, seems to think, well, he says Harper, and he's named a couple, seems to think he's got deep pockets of our tax dollars, so he will spend as much as he wants. I am a terrorist. And this is all pertaining to what I'm saying, that if we object to Harper, and these are people from all walks of life, not people that don't necessarily know each other, people of all races that are coming out saying that are objecting to Harper. And age groups, the different age groups. Because I object to Harper gleefully sending our troops into war, I am a terrorist, and that's Crone, Canadian Crone. Then Billy says, I accuse the Harper government of inciting fear for political purposes. I am a terrorist. Common sense says, walking on fresh snow, murdering millions of innocent snowflakes with every step. I am a terrorist. And I mean, that some of that is parody and satire, because they're making fun of the fact that Harper is trying to basically label everybody as a terrorist through that rogue bill. You know, and Kay says, I detest Harperism for their lies, divisive, cohesive manipulation of Canadians. I am a terrorist. Laurel says, I understand why the Middle East wants the West to get the hell out of their country. I am a terrorist. Monica says, I have a post up on Facebook saying Kador should be repatriated. I'm sorry. I am a terrorist. Fern says, I disagree with Canada's support for Israel's illegal settlements and genocide of Palestinians. I am a terrorist. David says, I believe Stephen Harper is contributing to the destruction of the environment for personal gain at the expense of his children. I am a terrorist. CPC says, I have donated to both the Liberals and the NDP. I am a terrorist. Tracy says, I want Canadians to protest in the streets, to speak out on every form, and to fight against surveillance and oppression. I am a terrorist. Sarah says, I support Indigenous people's right to say no to fracking and pipelines, even if it threatens Canada's economic security. I am a terrorist. Michael says, I have asked my MP, Gordon O'Connor, to vote against the Fair Elections Act. I am a terrorist. So it's basically, you know, Canadians coming out, I'm on there, you know. I mean, if you talk to Justin Trudeau, you know, you might be labeled a terrorist the way that this bill is going. And I do stand for the human legal rights of defenseless, innocent, unarmed Palestine children and their families. I say no to genocidal massacres, exterminating, and the ethnic cleansings of Palestinians conducted by the Nazi government Israel. And I call them the Nazi government Israel, and that term is being used by Jewish peoples, because that have even renounced their Israeli citizenship, because they recognize this as Nazi tactics of the German Holocaust, that the Israel government is doing the same thing. And what I deliberately say Israel government, because I know it's not Israelis as a whole, it's the government. And so, you know, I don't want to paint everybody with the same brush. So there you have it. And then I just wanted to read an open letter to PM Harper from Tom Morris, and that was on Facebook, and it's quite a good letter. Basically, asking Stephen Harper to define that bill to what is a terrorist, because he's very vague, and I personally believe that he's being deliberately vague. and the Conservative Party because they want to have a way. They want us walking on eggshells. They want us to be afraid to say anything. I'm not afraid to say anything because I think I'm in my perfect legal right. I believe what I'm saying. I'm not doing it to be a pain. It's because I believe in it. Because I absolutely will not back down from standing up for children's rights. There was infants and everything. And I'll tell you another thing. The Likud government under Bibi, okay, it was all over the news. They were deliberately targeting children this summer. They deliberately did this. And so, you know, I'm sorry. Somebody has to stand up. There are many people standing up. But I'm not backing down because Stephen Harper, who's an elected official, who's temporary, is trying to bill me in as such. Go after the real terrorists, Harper. Go after the real criminals and leave the everyday people that have a right to stand up and object. And are we running? I mean, this is the thing. He's trying to call us terrorists. It's not because, you know, the average Canadian is running around with weapons. We're not uttering threats of violence. We're stating our opinion. We're stating our objection to this government and their policies and to the Israeli government and their policies and any other government out there. I mean, there is a worldwide kind of confrontation going on with the government in the UK, in Ireland, in England, in Australia. You know, in Canada, in the United States, with Congress, the GOP, there's a global confrontation in the Mideast. There's a global confrontation, and even in Israel. What you don't see is that the Israelis are out there objecting to their government, are being arrested and abused. There's all kind of stuff going, you know, that came out about that. So, I mean, basically, there is a global confrontation, and we're right to confront. We're paying this government. What are they doing? And why are they doing this, okay? If they can't handle how to run the country and they can't run the country on the consent of people, then step the hell down and let somebody that's competent do it. They don't get – since when does a government – is a government the absolute and a government is omnipotent? Because that's what they're acting like they're gods. They forgot they're elected, and we mandate them. We pay these governments. They don't pay us. And they don't do nothing for us. And the government has no money. Anytime the government says, and Harper and his condo, well, you know, you don't have money. Anything that you invested was the taxpayers' money. So any proceeds from those investments are taxpaying dollars. And I mean, there's all kind of people, like people object to Harper, they're concerned with the economy because Harper put everything in oil and that's, you know, being blown to smithereens. Now, I mean, that's just going down like, you know, gangbusters. So, I mean, there's a lot to our objections, and we all have our positions to what we're objecting to, what's our concerns, and we have a right to state them. This government has no right to terrorize us with their bills, and they're sick. I mean, they've really become sick, and they become almost like, you know, throwing a big public temper tantrum. You see it my way or else I'm going to, you know, call you a criminal and a terrorist. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Canadians built this country together. One government doesn't have a right to take down this country. It's that simple, okay? What he's done to this country is incredible, and this guy just needs to bloody well leave. So getting back to it, so there was that I'm trying to find the Tom, the letter, the open letter from Tom Morris. So just, I want to read that to you what he's, because he mentions, I'll just give you a brief in case I can't, because sometimes Facebook doesn't let you see it unless you're logged in, and I hate logging into Facebook. He basically challenges the government and says that that, you know, he mentions that Martin Luther King Jr. and Nelson Mandela and these type of people were also called terrorists. And so he basically, you know, is asking him just what is your concept, your definition, the government of Canada, Stephen Harper, what is their concept of terrorism? Because the people have a right to know. They need to define it. And they're very vague on it. And it is very true. And I'll tell you another thing. In the Jewish Holocaust, when Nazi Germany had held Jewish peoples in concentration camps, those Jewish people were building tunnels. They decided that if they were going to be held like that, they were going to fight to the death, okay, some of them. So they did build tunnels to get in and out, to get things out. They did confront. They were confrontational. They did throw rocks. They did all these things. And the Nazi Germans had the nerve to call these Jewish people that they were holding in captivity, that they were abusing, that they were murdering, that they were exterminating. The Nazi Germans called them, the Hitler regime, terrorists, the Jewish people that in that Holocaust. So there you have it. Just because terrorists is a loosely thrown around, I think, word that tries to develop a mechanism of fear. But Harper has misread this country. I don't think Stephen Harper really knows Canadians well enough, because as passive as we can be, we all want peace. And that, you don't piss off Canadians. That's the wrong thing to do, because if you piss us off, we are unyielding. And Harper is starting to find that out. And so we will not yield. And that's it. We are going to stand up to you. We are going to stand up to your bills. We will challenge your bills. Okay? We're not putting up with you at all. You should leave. And so should that whole goddamn party, because you're nothing but a bunch of degenerates that have really, really harmed the people of this country. It's very upsetting. And I'm really outraged. I'm disgusted about the whole thing. I just want the election to come, because I want to cast my ballot. And it won't be for Harper. I want to cast my ballot. So there you have it, folks. This is my spiel for today. Thanks for listening. The first song was by John Robbie. It was called The Harper Song. Steve, it's time to leave. So I'm now going to just play for you I Boycott Israel. And it gives you the sense, it's the BDS, you know, to deinvest and, you know, just not support Israeli products. And that's something that Harper has also entered into some kind of formal agreement, because there was a whole panel that went on in the UK with different Israeli Jewish peoples, Norman Finkelstein and whatnot, and some Palestinian like lawyers and that. And they were talking, one Israeli Jewish man from England was saying that in the last 5 years or so, that I believe it was the minister of foreign affairs and some other ministers sat around and they made a new definition for anti-Semitism. And basically anybody, it came out that he said that anybody that criticized Israel was considered anti-Semitic. Harper has adopted this. It's not that it's really a recognized definition. It's something that BB and his minions, his ministers, made up to try to have people not criticize them in what they're doing, which is basically exterminating, abusing, and they're massacring innocent, defenseless Palestine people. And I'll tell you another thing. There was a guy that he's Christian, and he was saying, well, you know, Hamas is this and that. And I gave him some information. But at least when he approached me, he was respectful, and he acknowledged that, no, it's not right. It's not right that these people are dying, these innocent people are dying. You see, they don't get it. I would really, if you want a war, if these governments want a war, go to a piece of open-air land where there's no civilian life, okay? No civilian life, and knock yourselves out. Go to war with each other. But to drop bombs and to war and destroy people, cities and country, that's a different thing. Why should innocent people be caught up in your bullshit? It's you governments that don't get along. I'll tell you another thing. There was a thing out that Dick Cheney made something. I thought it was $32 million, but upon going back and looking, it was $39 million that he made on the Iraq War, and there was never weapons of mass destruction. So this bullshit that Harper done, it's all about money, all about money. All right, so there you have it. And I'll tell you another thing. Just because people stand up for Palestine people and their rights, the innocent ones, the civilian ones, does not make us anti-Semitic, and it does not make us ISIS or Taliban or Al-Qaeda supporters. That's total bullshit and off, you know, off the chart with deliberately trying to label and stigmatize people because they have the nerve to say, hey, hell no, I'm not agreeing to genocide. So I'm going to play I Boycott Israel, and then there is a Give Stephen Harper the Boot, which I've included on my thing that you can go to, little advertisement from a citizen. So here you go, and thanks for listening, people.
Picture this. A population of over 1.8 million crammed into a 27-mile enclosed area guarded by snipers.
creating the largest open-air prison in the world.
Food, water, and basic necessities are blocked from entry.
Bombs are fired into the area indiscriminately.
No place is safe.
Not even hospitals, schools, or mental institutes.
This is Gaza, the most densely populated city in the world.
In Israel's recent attacks on Gaza, 80% of the victims are civilians, half of which are children, women, and the elderly.
For all the babies who will not get to meet their mothers and fathers, I boycott Israel.
For the systematic and racist ethnic cleansing of an entire population, I boycott Israel.
For the blatant violation of human rights and the lack of respect for human life, I boycott Israel.
For the bullets killing innocent children, the bombs destroying communities, and the rockets raining on the people, I boycott Israel.
For every drop of blood, for every tear shed, for every skin for freedom, I boycott Israel.
According to the Palestinian National Movement, Israel has incurred losses of around $8 billion due to the boycott campaign against illegal settlements.
That's equivalent to 20% of their national GDP.
In the past 10 months alone, Israeli-based company SodaStream has lost 50% of its market value.
As Israel's treacherous actions remain unabated, the burden falls upon us, now more than ever, to put pressure on Israel's economy and let them know that we will not stand by this genocide.
I think we can agree. It's time to give Stephen Harper the boot. As the 2015 federal election looms, there is a broad and growing consensus. Parliament Hill, Ottawa, Canada, and the world will be better off if Stephen Harper is given the boot in the coming election. The consensus even seems to include more than a few conservatives, and it is a sentiment that is nicely captured by this cartoon. Your vote can make a difference in 2015. If you use it to just say no to Stephen Harper, let's work together this year to give Stephen Harper the boot. We will all be better off. Please share this post with your friends, family, and followers if you agree.